It's 7:26 and the sight of male match officials telling sportswomen what they should be wearing to play their camogie match will live long in the memory of anyone who witnessed it. On Sunday, the players of Dublin and Kilkenny came out to play their Leinster semi-final wearing shorts in protest at a rule by the Camogie Association that skorts only are allowed. They were told to change if they wanted to play their match. Well, there's been a flurry of debate in the days since, pressure from players and politicians to allow women and girls to have a choice in what they wear. And now there are indications that change may be on the way, but not for a while yet. Our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey, has the story. He's on the line. So, Marty, what's happening?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, reliable sources were informing me last night that the Camogie President Brian Molloy, with support and approval from the Ard Comhairle of the Camogie Association, will bring forward a motion to be discussed before the Association's annual Congress in 2026, which will possibly give players the freedom of choice to wear skirts or shorts. Now, you may say, well, so what? But the Camogie Association rule changes only happens every 3 years. As we know, people involved in the GAA, it's every 5 years, as we've seen with the Football Review Committee and Jim Gavin and all the changes in the football. But in Camogie, it's every 3 years. So this decision that skirts would continue to be the dress wear was made in 2024. Which means that the change that would be anticipated, if there was ever going to be a change happening, it would be in 2027. So to bring forward under the term exceptional circumstances that the skirts issue would be debated, with a motion brought forward by the Ard Comhairle itself to be discussed at the annual Congress in 2026, is now, I believe, being mooted. And I believe as well that the CEO of the, that's the Chief Executive Officer of the GPA, the Gaelic Players Association, Tom Parsons, was informed last evening at the Camogie Association's new perspective on the situation.
Why the change, or potential change at least, Marty? Because they had been resolute up until this point. Have they been feeling the heat from the protests?
I think they probably have, to be honest with you. I suppose it has continued, it's gained momentum. I mean, the survey by the GPA, over 650 players, with 83% wishing to have choice of sportswear, whether they're playing camogie, whether that's shorts or skirts. So I suppose, yes, I think you're right. I think they probably were feeling the heat, and that essentially to try and bring forward, to try and maintain the democratic process and a decision that's been made a year ago, and try and bring it forward a little bit, is an effort to compromise. Now, is it enough, Audrey? I don't know, because the feeling I got, I know I was on the prime time last night with Miriam and Sarah, and the reaction afterwards was that it wouldn't be enough from various counties and players I was speaking to, and that Cork and Waterford, who are playing the Munster final, now the Munster final in Camogie is a separate competition to the All-Ireland, that they would tug out with shorts on Sunday, and if the referee decided not to play the game, which he would, he'd have to under law, then the match would have to be abandoned if they persisted. So maybe, I know some politicians have suggested derogation, which is basically an exemption to the rule, so that this can happen, players can get a choice, which I think is fair enough that every player can have a choice, that this could happen this year rather than waiting for next year. So it's I mean, I'm sure over the next 3-4 days, there'll be a lot of negotiations between the authorities of the Camogie Associations and the various teams that's involved and different counties to see if a resolution can be found. But whether derogation is the solution now, the immediate solution, or if people are willing to wait until March, April to the Congress in 2026, that has to be decided and debated over the next couple of days, I would think.
Marty, thank you very much. Marty Morrissey, our Gaelic Games correspondent. It's 7:30. This is Morning Ireland.